I know people who run here and there in search of supernatural experiences, but their hearts are still far from God. Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. What a blessing it is to have an opportunity again today to speak a good word about Jesus. This week we've been looking at John's Gospel, chapter 12, where a group of gentlemen came to Philip and asked to be introduced to Jesus. They said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." That's our text for the week. "Sir, we would see Jesus." They wanted to see him. They didn't want to see the religious ceremonies. They wanted to see him. They didn't even want to see his ministers. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a gospel minister. But these people were smart enough to know that gospel ministers can't save you in and of themselves. Best we can do is tell you about how to get saved. They said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." They didn't even come to see his mother. Now, we always speak a good word about the Blessed Mother here. But we say this, she can't save you. While we don't criticize her, we won't canonize her. And these Greeks came to Philip and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus' mother." No, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And they didn't even come to see his miracles. Now, his miracles are very important, but that's not what impressed them. And, you know, it's such a tragedy today. There's people running here, there, and everywhere looking for miracles. Another tragedy is this, of course, when it comes to miracles, I need to say this. There's some people underdo miracles and underrate them. They say, well, we don't need them today, or they don't exist, or God can't do them. Of course, that's a silly nonsense to say that. But the great problem, it seems to me, is that people are overrating them and saying that, oh, yes, if we just have miracles all the time, then people will get saved. Hey, read the Bible, check it out. It doesn't work like that, baby. Cities like Capernaum and Chorazin and Bethsaida in Luke's Gospel chapter 10 saw his miracles, yet the people there perished, didn't get saved by seeing miracles. Only some people came to faith in Christ Jesus after Lazarus was risen from the dead. Check it out in John 12, and you can see there at verse 9 in that chapter that at a supper they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So they wanted to see this novelty of a fellow who had been raised from the dead, but they didn't bring them to Jesus. Ah, look, I know there's crowds who'll flock anywhere today where they think the supernatural exists, but I got to ask you, if you're one of those people, I've got to ask you, are you really interested in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you interested in following him, committing to him, loving him, serving him, coming to know him? Are you interested, sir, madam, in having him as your only righteousness? Sir, we would see Jesus. Is that the cry of your heart? Could you say with the old hymn writer, "His only righteousness I show, his saving truth proclaim, 'tis all my business here below to cry, behold the Lamb." Ah, listen, let it be the cry of your heart to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will be your Savior. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.